Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And here we go. This is Lock and Load. And join now. There's no way that the best way to start a show off is if you get this guy, because it's definitely going to go somewhere. Joining me now from Legally Armed in Detroit is Rick Ector. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, man. Good afternoon to you. How are you feeling today?
I'm okay, except for this throat. This throat is getting on my nerves, and I may have to fire it, but that'll be later.
Ah, man. You know what? I've heard it said many times, man. Take care of yourself, because your body has to last a lifetime.
At least. At least. At least one.
I mean, if you don't have your health, man, I argue, you know, you don't have much of anything.
Right.
You know? But, you know, take care of yourself, man, because, hey, we have to be available and ready to listen to your show, man. And if you weren't out here putting out this great content, a lot of us would be roaming the streets, man, with no purpose in sight.
Anyway, speaking of purpose, you have reached out and wanted to come on here because of a purpose. What is the purpose today, Mr. Ector?
Man, I will have to tell you that I am involved in a project I created literally 12 years ago that has grown sufficiently, dare I say, to give me purpose, man. Not this weekend, but next weekend on July 29th and July 30th, that's over the weekend, a Saturday and Sunday, I'm doing the 12th annual Legally Armed in Detroit free shooting event for women. And I am truly excited about this event. I've watched it grow from its infancy of 50 participants, the first iteration 12 years ago. And now we're literally training women by the thousands. It's going to be a shoe-in to get 1,000 women trained. My goal is to do 1,500, assuming that I keep yelling from the rooftops and at least let people know that it's happening. We definitely will get there, but I have to step outside of my comfort zone and go to different places and talk to a bunch of people and get the word out, man. But I'm truly excited to do this.
I've never asked this, but normally when I take a class, I get a certificate or some sort of a challenge coin or something. When somebody comes and takes Rick Ector's class and it's this particular class, is there any memento that they get to go with it? Or
you know what? I've wrestled with that very thought for years, man. And one of the unfortunate consequences of doing this event is that more people sign up for it than actually attend.
I know. Right.
Because you get a lot of, they see a lot of promos, they see a lot of publicity, you know, and if I do my job right and I get out into the media and let them know what's happening, people, when they first hear it, they get excited. And then for a certain percentage of people, they don't follow through and come to this free event. You know, life gets in the way, they got excited. They got swept away and forgot some important personal or family thing that they needed to do, and they just don't show up. So to alleviate that, I decided to just overbook a little bit by how much I think I'm going to have no shows. And, you know, no shows hurt everybody, man.
Right.
But many people say, well, gee, Rick, you should at least charge a token amount of money for the event. Maybe if they pay just a little bit, they would be reluctant to sign up if they weren't going to show. And so my thinking is, you know, it's really philosophical. If I charge you just $1 to show up, right, then it's not free. And so I want it to be free, 100% free, so I refuse to charge for it. The only thing that I will accept in exchange is your time, you to be there and you to participate. But, yeah, the whole thing about a certificate or something, yeah, that would be really nice to do. I'm just not sure how to easily do that. I guess I could have a laptop and printers running a program and just print out a bunch of certs right there at the event. I'm not there yet, man. But you know what? Stretch goals. Who knows? 2024, maybe.
You could have a couple people there on their way out. They could say, hi, my name is so-and-so, and I just did Rick's free class. And they could, and off it comes. In comes the certificate. Certificate of achievement.
Right. But you know me, man. I'd have to put my face on it. How many certificates, training certificates, have you gotten that had someone's face on it?
Well, I haven't yet, but now if you're going to do that, I'm going to have to identify as a woman and come to the next one just to get that certificate.
Right. So the certificate could be an actual promotional selling point. So, man, see, that's why I love having these conversations. See, when you're at home thinking by yourself in isolation,
yeah,
you don't get the benefit of sharing ideas and bouncing them off someone in real time. So, yes, we're actually making plans, brainstorming live, yeah, on the air with Bill Frady.
Plans good and bad. Now I imagine part of your problem has been, you know, last time you did this, you were not a board member of the NRA.
Right. Yeah.
So now that's another spinning plate in the air that you got to keep in the air.
That's another spinning plate that I got to keep in the air, you know, and I'm not really certain how much, you know, the two matters intertwine. You know, I do have, I've had board members come to the event. Now I'm actually a board member. And so that's a certain, aspect of the event, but it's a Rick Ector Legally Armed in Detroit training event. We also have had, GOA come out. You know, I've had the honor and benefit of knowing, Eric Pratt for a number of years, even before he was, the top guy at, GOA. I remember I was doing an event in Detroit. It was, I guess it was like a personal protection weekend. I had a day of seminars and things related to personal safety. And then I had a dinner and I had his dad on the hook to, be my featured keynote speaker. You know, this was about 12 years ago.
Right.
And he fell ill and he couldn't attend, but he sent his son in his place. And that was how I met Eric. And, he's been a very close friend of mine ever since. And so.
Now, you may not remember this, but I was one that facilitated that one.
Right. You see, look, man, I'm getting older, and that was a while ago. So you actually had a hand in that. You facilitated me meeting those guys. So great. Oh, you know what? I'm sure I said it. I'm going to thank you again. Thank you.
But anyway, that was notwithstanding and everything else, for you. And you know what? Let's talk about this in the next segment.
Let's do it.
Talking to Rick Ector, this is Lock and Load.
is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Rick Ector. He's got his event coming up, and we were just discussing over the course of the various years the people who have shown up and everything else. Although, in those days, how many people did you have coming to actually take the instruction? It was like hundreds, right? Now you're in the thousands.
Yeah, man. Overall, grand total attendance at just this event, which for many years was just a one-day event at one range, and now it's grown to two ranges across 2 days. My grand total count is roughly 7,500. I'm looking to add at least another 1,500 later this month and take me at least to 9,000. Yeah. Another 1,500 plus 75, 9,000. Yeah. Man, for 1 minute, that number seemed too big, but yeah, you keep mathing, those numbers get big, don't they?
Well, now you're at a point now to where you, I don't know how many women are in Detroit, but you're in the percentages now that have actually come to you and trained with you, a significant portion and a significant percentage of the ladies of Detroit.
I mean, yeah, if you take the number of people who have come through this event and you look at it at the population, well, I mean, you know, it's at least measurable, you know. But here's the thing. I'm going to keep growing it and get as many as I can attend to be present. You know, one of the things that really shocked me to some extent is that no matter what method I use to try to get the word out, man, there's always a huge amount of people that have not heard of it in the last 10 years, the 12 years, have not seen any promotion about it. And, you know, part of it is because, you know, I guess I do a grassroots kind of method of advertising and marketing. I try to do media appearances such as being on your show, and doing local media where I can get it. You know, advertising, man, is extremely expensive.
Yes, it is.
So what do? You make a story out of it.
Yeah.
And, you're not making a story for the sake of a story, but at some point in time, having a story before the event can actually help you with marketing and promotion. And so I'm truly honored to be on your show today to reach at least some people out there, particularly women who want to avail themselves of this free training.
Right.
I provide everything, man. I make it easy. You got a gun range to go to. You have a gun. You have ammunition. You have a target. Earplugs, safety glasses. I mean, everything you possibly need. And all I ask is that you just register and that you actually show up. All I need is just your name and your email address. I'm not trying to collect any other personal identifying information. I just want to make sure that I get the information to you and that I manage this process. I just can't have 1,500 people show up at the gun range at the same time and expect to manage that and make it a positive experience for the attendees.
Well, one thing I was going to ask, is there some in your secret world of what you would rather have happen versus what actually happens, where would you like this to go? In the long run, I mean, do you just want to continue to be one of these things where it's just a free thing and you just keep doing it just because you feel like you're giving to the community, or?
Well, I'll tell you this, man. Like I said, it's the single most professional thing that I'm most proud of, man, that I'm actually giving back to my community. But, you know, thinking ahead, thinking forward, if I continue to have the support of the training world and the gun rights movement and gun owning or gun organizations that represent the users. Like, for example, MCRGO, Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners. They stepped up and provided funds for me to secure the ammunition, and it adds up quickly. And, you know, these days ammunition isn't as cheap as it used to be.
Right.
But yeah, they were huge. MCRGO was huge, but you know what? I would like to sufficiently get to a point relatively quickly where it's not just here in Michigan or southeastern Michigan. Let's do the whole state, man. Maybe we'll cross the border and maybe look at Ohio or look at Texas or Florida. You know, some of these proud gun-owning citizens who are interested in learning and taking on a more active role in their personal protection, man. Why not go national, man? Yeah, I want to expand.
Well,
and there's a couple of ways of doing that. You know, one way is that you could actually physically do it, something like Masteray does. He takes his event, you know, on the road, and he's there on the road doing it, you know, and he's gotten a lot of traction in doing it that way. Or you could look at it as inspiring, training, and mentoring other individuals like you to do it in these other different places. So, you know, one way or another, it can be done. It's just a question of the best way to proceed. I'm not going to say I got it down to a science, because every year there's a new wrinkle or thing that I have to account for. And sometimes there are things that are foreseeable, and sometimes there are just things that pop out of nowhere, you know? Like, you know, it's like you still have to be flexible to roll with the punches and still make it happen.
Yes, I'm sure Murphy's Law comes in play with you a lot.
Yeah, if anything can go wrong, it will at the worst possible moment, man. And so, you know, and you know, I'm so sufficiently, you know, close to this thing, man, that when things come up, usually a suggestion presents itself. I remember 2020 when everything was locked down and, you know, COVID was, you know, the big concern, and, you know, people wanted to know if you could do it safely, and, you know, and we navigated that, that issue, COVID, and we're still able to take the necessary precautions to train a ton of people. We trained almost 2,000 people that year.
Right.
Train a record-breaking record number of people and not be a hot spot of, you know, people getting sick and everybody being safe. So, and here's the thing, man. I tell you, it's like problem solving 101. You know, we had a quick huddle and we figured out, well, what were our options, man? And we did a lot of training out in the parking lot. We didn't do any shooting in the parking lot, but we were able to safely distance ourselves and where necessary wear safety equipment out in the parking lot, and we safely trained everyone, and we got it done, man, and broke a record in doing it. So, you know, to me, it was one thing it taught me, man, is that don't give up, and there's always a solution. And work with your people, and they will present you with solutions that you had not considered. But if everyone wants to get it done, man, there's a way.
Hang on for me, if you will. Talking to Rick Ector, this is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News update. The record-long heat wave is showing no signs of letting up. Over 2,000 records have been broken across the southern United States from California to Florida since the first heat advisories were posted in early June. Forecasters are warning the heat dome is expanding in Texas and the Southwest, and triple digits could drag well into next week and beyond. Phoenix, Arizona hasn't seen a high temperature below 110 degrees since the end of June. Tieren Steinbeck, the Stanford University DEI dean, who accompanied accosted a Trump-appointed federal judge during a Federalist Society event, is resigning from the law school after months of icy relations with the administration and student body. In March, Steinbeck and a mob of unruly law students disrupted a Stanford Federalist Society event for Fifth Circuit Court Judge of Appeals Kyle Duncan. Tim Berg, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. I am talking to Rick Ector. He's got an event coming up. He is an NRA board member. Rick has never existed in a time when he did not have more plates in the air spinning on the end of a stick. See, when you decided to run for the board, the first thing I thought was, why? Don't you have enough right. going on day to day as it is?
But, yeah. But you know what? If you're, you know, and it starts from day one in this life as a carrying gun owner, man, CPL holder. You know, my journey, you know, it started with being robbed in my own driveway, coming home from work one day, and it puts you on a path, man, and you start out on this trek, and it seems like when you're ready for something, that unforeseen circumstances and people and things happen that all you merely have to do is walk the path, man. So as I walked and as I became a gun owner and a firearms instructor and a gun rights advocate and public speaker, event organizer, you know, as I walked that journey, man, opportunities presented themselves. And I merely took the next step. You know, I was first approached to be on a committee, the outreach committee. This would be my fifth year serving on that committee. And as part of contributing to the organization and sitting in on a lot of different other committees at, you know, say at the annual meeting and otherwise, you know, I caught the attention of people who thought that I would be a fine addition to the board of directors. And I'll tell you, I had been considering and thinking about and wanting to do that for, man, a number of years, at least 12 years to be exact, man. I even create I still have it up, a page, right? Elect Rick Ector to the board of directors.
I remember that.
I didn't think, I didn't know then that I would actually get there, man. But like I said, it's that journey and you're on the path and you keep taking that next step. And like I said before, opportunities will present themselves and you take advantage of them. And I've served on the NRA committee and then I got approached about, being endorsed to be on the board. And so I'm like, okay, great. This is another step on that journey, man. And, I'm enjoying it. I'm learning a lot and I'm meeting a ton of people, going places I've never met, doing things I've never done. And, I'm enjoying it. I'm making a difference, man. And, I'm helping. So I'm happy to do it.
Well, I just wonder. Legally armed in Detroit. Now, is Rick's Firearms Academy still happening?
Yeah, man, it's still a concern. I mean, it's how I managed to support myself.
Okay.
Doing free events, man. It doesn't pay the mortgage. It doesn't keep the lights on and water running, you know. Well, I'm still a trainer. I'm still training. You know, and that's an interesting thing because I've entertained ideas of getting my project management expertise quantified with certifications and possibly looking into going back to corporate America, man. But you know what? I've been so far removed from corporate America, I wouldn't even know if I could effectively function socially in a corporation today, man, with all this political correctness and speech and things you can't say and can't do. I don't know if I fit in, man.
No, I think you probably fit in. The problem is not that you don't. Okay, so here's the deal. I talked about this today. There's a bunch of people that would like to criminalize things like pronouns if we get the pronouns wrong, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here going, well, I don't use pronouns. When I walk up on somebody and say something to somebody, I probably just walk up and talk to them and I might say you.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's a pronoun or anything. I'm just trying to, you know, make sure they understand I'm talking to them and how
so,
they.
So you is the address. It's like you or you silently imply a you and just say what comes after you.
Right.
Okay. It's like, hey, where is the butter? Right.
Right. Where's the butter? Where's the butter? Yeah.
I get it, man. I get it. But you know what? I don't know. You know, I don't find myself in those circumstances in which I guess I'd have a problem, but I'm not in public service, so where I deal with a lot of people, you know, in general, per se.
Right.
So I guess I don't necessarily have that problem and have to worry about things like consequences if I run afoul of the law. But, you know, it's something to consider, man. You know, like I said, I'm on this journey and with all this project management expertise I have, it's a no-brainer for me to get a project, some project management certifications just based solely on what I've done with this program. And by quantifying your experience, well, gee, you might as well get a job, man. Have you seen how much money these project managers and process people are getting these days? It's crazy.
Well, whatever it is, all these things that you, I mean, all the things that you discuss and all the things you're bringing up and everything, I don't get too much involved in that kind of politics because that kind of politics is made up. It's made up stuff.
Well, I mean, here's the great thing that I really love about being your own person and doing your own thing, you know, hanging out your shingle and operating, man, is that the only person I have to please and really placate to a great extent is myself and how I handle myself. I mean, I have to make sure I don't create a traditional faux pas or error or, you know, intentionally offend someone. But my general nature and the way I relate to people, I don't normally engage in objectionable behavior. But, these days where if you use the wrong pronoun, you might find yourself in a world of trouble. It's just strange, brand new territory, man. And I don't know if I might do something ill-advised unintentionally in a corporate environment.
Well, doubtful. Not in the real world, but the problem is not that we don't exist in the real world.
Well, look, I'll tell you this, man. When I do our rain safety briefing for the event, you know, the rain safety briefing is where we go over, you know, policies and procedures on how we're going to conduct the event, how and where we're going to line the students up, how we're going to train them in the room, the things that we're going to talk about, how we lead them to the booth, make sure they have on their safety equipment. You know, to some extent, you know, there's some personal details that come up, you know, like if you're actually supervising someone shooting in a range and you have like a suggestion as to maybe how they should actually hold the gun or how it should be resting in your hand or if they're orienting their body physically in a certain position, you know, you could basically facilitate the process with some minor touching, but you know, like I said, policies and procedures. And you know, tell them what you're about to do before you do it and get consent on some level before you touch people. You know, once you explain what you want to do and why you're doing it, you know, it's a no-brainer.
Indeed.
When you assume stuff where you can get in trouble. So.
Well, here we go. Hang on for me one more time. We got the last break coming up. How do they find you? We haven't even talked about it. How do they find you?
Man, best place to find me with regards to this event would be over at legallyarmedindetroit.com. That's my flagship blog that I've been running for eons. If you're in social media, Detroit CCW, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube channel, a couple of these new ones. I'm even on Snapchat. So if you look for me, you'll find me.
Indeed. Talking to Rick Hector, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. We're talking to Rick Ector. He's got his annual shooting. How many does this make?
I'm sorry. Well, this is the 12th annual event.
Okay.
And total students trained is roughly 7,500. It's amazing how fast time flies, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you with tactical instructors, especially when you're not going to anybody, they're coming to you. So that's really impressive. So basically, you could say that based on that, right, with 12, so you've done 12 events, 7,500 students, that's over 12 days altogether?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's, when you start breaking that down, that's a very serious.
But you know what? There's a lot of work that happens in between those annual events, man. You still have to run some type of presence to let people know that you do the thing.
Right.
And you gotta actually reach out and find them through the media, hopefully press releases and talk shows, you know, news programs will get it done. And then there's social media. You know, I have an email list, but if you know anything about email marketing, you know, a certain number of people are not going to look at it, and so you got to do some things to try to entice them to do it. But, you know, the one thing is be consistent with it. And if they unsubscribe, they unsubscribe. But 9 times out of 10, I'm thinking they don't want to miss the next event. So
right.
They'll stay on the list. So, you know, there's just a lot of things that go into it, man. And it's not, you know, it's easy to say 12 annual events, 12 weekends, but yeah, there's a lot of work that happens between then and now. I mean, and one thing too, I'm so impressed and honored by the folks, the instructors and brain safety officers that come in from out of town. I had a guy call me up today, New York, be the first guy I've ever had from, I believe New York State to come up, and he's bringing a buddy with him.
Right.
Because his wife had concerns of him driving 12 hours by himself, so. I got him and a buddy, so now he can tell his wife, hey, I got a friend riding with me there and back, so now you won't be afraid. And, of course, because he had someone with him, she gave her consent and blessing, so he's there, and plus he's bringing another instructor with him.
So New York is 12 hours away from you?
What's that?
Is New York 12 hours away from you?
I don't... You know, I did that trip once by car, taking my middle daughter to the scholarship presentation she had when she was getting ready from high school. It's a haul, man. I don't know if it's 12 hours, but it's a haul.
Okay.
The longest stretch was through, I think, Pennsylvania.
Right.
Once you get through Pennsylvania, man, it's a piece of cake, but it's just getting through, man. It's a haul.
Yeah.
Because you're going every inch of the length across that state.
Well, in any event, here's the thing I was going to ask you. Now, you're talking about logistics that you have to try to get in place, and that's not something that happens the week before the event.
No.
So how far out in advance are you looking for ammo? For example,
you know, I have a relationship with the donors who came through big time this year, Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners. If I keep saying their name and their acronym MCRGO, tell them that I appreciate them and that all the people who come to the event, hey, this is a premier state gun rights organization who helped make this thing happen. You know, they'll get some positive press and promotion out of it. They may get some people who want to be members of the organization. You know, it's those relationships. I can't just show up the day before the event and say, hey, could you write me a check for, 40,000 rounds of ammo?
Yeah.
You probably should do some nurturing and communication along the way.
Along the way.
And it goes both ways. I make them look good and they make me look good.
What about... For now, to set up the range, are you using the same range over and over again for all these years?
Yeah, man. You know, it's interesting. The last few years, I've been using the same two ranges. A few years before that, I expanded from one range, and I've used different ranges on this whole iteration as the event has grown.
Right.
Like the very first gun range I used the first year, I couldn't run this event at this time now because it's simply too small, you know. So, you know, as circumstances change, you just have to adapt and morph into what's required. So if I want to do it in more places in the state, then I'm going to have to expand out and I guess start delegating more, man. I have a huge problem with delegating.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
If you look up control freak in the dictionary, you would see my 8x10 glossy in it.
Well, but you know, that's the thing, isn't it? You have this vision of what it's supposed to be and you expect it and you want it to be the way you want it. The way you think it is supposed to be. So, of course, you have a little trouble with that. I totally get that. I would, too.
And, you know, a lot of things, like when you think about projects and doing events, you know, at some events or at typical events, you know, your worst-case scenario isn't necessarily that bad. You're talking about a gun range, and you have, like, let's just say, unfortunate cascade of grievous, gross errors that occur, you could have, like, you know, pretty bad consequence, you know.
Right.
So that probably makes me more hands-on and more detail-oriented and focused on how things are done, you know. So at the end of the day, whether, you know, it's an outstanding event like I'm planning it to be, or if something unfortunate should occur, you know, at the end of the day, the buck stops with me, man, and my name is all over it. So that probably is a reason why I'm reluctant to wrest away from myself a certain amount of control.
You're going to have to give up. If it gets bigger the way you want it to, you're going to have to.
Yeah.
But you're running into the same problem a lot of guys run into. I mean, Chuck Norris, before he was Chuck Norris, he used to have a string of karate schools. He had a network of karate schools in Southern California. The problem was everybody's wearing his uniform, right? Everybody was doing the stuff, but not every instructor was teaching it the way he wanted it to be taught.
Yes.
So in the end,
control.
Yeah, in the end, when his quality control began to wane, I don't know whatever became of his karate studios, but I know that he, all those franchisees, I don't even know if they exist anymore. I sort of doubt it. At one point, every fighter in Southern California wore his uniform, though.
Let me tell you, man, quality control and uniformity is important. Like, take McDonald's. Everyone can relate to McDonald's, right?
Sure.
You can't serve a Big Mac and just put, I don't know, let's just say, unauthorized ingredients on it and just serve it up. No, it has to fit the program, and the burger has to look like the picture on the wall.
That's right. That's right. Well, I mean, and all the really good chains that manage that. Applebee's was really good at that. Starbucks seemed to be pretty good at that. So, anyway, that's all well and good. Before we run out of time, tell everybody you have 40 seconds. Go. Tell everybody how to find you.
All right. My name is Rick Ector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R. I run a blog called Legally Armed in Detroit. We're conducting our 12th. Free women's shooting event this month at the end at July 29th and the 30th. Two gun ranges, Top Gun Shooting Sports, Recoil Firearms in Taylor, Michigan. We are soliciting attendees. If you are a woman, and I'm going to define it as 12 years to 90, who wants to learn fundamental firearm operation, I'm offering a free shooting lesson and a free shooting experience. More details, again, find me all over the internet, Detroit CCW. I'm on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Man, if you have a LinkedIn page, I'm even on LinkedIn. If you search for me, there's no way you can find me. I look forward to having your attendance July 29th and 30th in Taylor, Michigan. Please come up. Please attend. I will do my very level best to ensure that you learn how to shoot.
Very good. Rick Ector, go check him out. If you're in the Detroit area, go take the class. Coming up next, going to be Lee Williams and Bob Keller. Think Aim Fire. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.